yourselves. Good morning, adults. It's good to see you all this morning. Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
That's better. Good morning, adults. Much better. That's so good. Thank you. And you can hear me now as well, which is super. Well, boys and girls, I wonder if you can tell me what is special about today. Can you put your hands up and tell me what is special about today? Yes. It's the church picnic. It is the church picnic. Fantastic. It is the church picnic. Thank you. Well, who can give me another reason what is special about today? Yes.
It's Father's Day.
It's what?
It's Father's Day,
it is, thank you. Now, boys and girls, who forgot that it was Father's Day? Okay. Adults, who forgot it was Father's Day? As I sat this morning thinking, I haven't even phoned my father yet, so I had forgotten, which is not great. Well, boys and girls, this morning we are going to look at a story from the Bible. Now, this is a true story that Jesus told. And it's the story that Ohenua read so well. Ohenua, fantastic. You're certainly ready for high school. Where are you? Good job. Ohenua's in the P7 class and she's done a fantastic job. But for our story this morning, guys, we have actions. Now, to keep it really simple for the adults, we have two actions. Can I see your thumbs? Put your thumbs up. Okay. So we have two actions. We have thumbs up. And when we put our thumbs up, we're going to go, way! Amazing. Okay. And then we have another action, which is boo. Okay. Now, boys and girls, I need help. Okay. So I have two boys that are going to come up and help me, keep me right. Do them boys want to come up and take a seat? Great. Up yous come. And we also have signs. So yous boys are going to be our directors. So come and take a seat, boys. Okay, and yous know what to do. So this is Daniel. And this is Zach. Now, Daniel's covered his Chelsea top up. So that gets a thumbs up. Way! But Zach hasn't, so that gets a... No. Other way. Boo! Okay. So wait for it. This is Daniel. This is... Yes, okay. So this is Team Dan Zach, and they're going to keep me right this morning. So boys and girls, the story begins. A father has two sons. And in this story, we are going to see just how loving this father is. So the younger son comes up to his dad and he says, Dad, give me my share of the estate. Give me my inheritance. Now, boys and girls, an inheritance is a gift that someone leaves you when they die. And boys and girls, if there's one thing that you need to know about an inheritance, you don't ask for it when the person's alive. So by asking his father for the inheritance, he was wishing that his father was dead. No, boo, that's not good. That is awful. That's disgusting behavior. And his father generously gave his son his share of the estate. And so the son took it. He took his share of the estate. He took his inheritance. And he ran off to a faraway country. You see, boys and girls, his dad wasn't dead. So he ran away to get away from him. That's awful. Boo. That's terrible behavior. Can I hear the adults? Boo. Thank you. That is awful. My boys and girls, how do you think that the father felt? Does anyone want to put their hand up? Yeah. Sad. He would have been devastated. He would have been heartbroken that my son wished that I was dead and he's ran away with his inheritance. And boys and girls, while he was away from home, he took this inheritance, he took this gift, and he squandered it in shameful, sinful living. Boo, that is awful. That is terrible. He completely blew it all. And do you know how much of it he spent? All of it. That is awful. And now the younger son, he's no money. He's got no food. And he's in big trouble. And boys and girls, the Bible tells us that there is a famine comes on the land. Now, a famine means that there's a lack of food. And back in Bible times, there was no Tesco. There was no Sainsbury's. There was no Aldi. So you couldn't just pop out to the shops to get some food. So he was in big trouble. And he was so desperate that he started to beg. And he was absolutely rubbish at begging. Nobody gave him any money or any food. So what did he do? Well, the Bible tells us that he went and worked in a pigsty. He went and worked in a pigsty with the pigs. And he was so desperate and so hungry that he thought, I need to eat what these pigs are eating. That's awful, isn't it? Boys and girls, can you imagine waking up in the morning and not having your bowl of porridge, instead having to go to the pigsty to pick up some of the, I don't even know what pigs eat, but I don't want to eat it. It's awful. It's awful. It's terrible. So boys and girls, this younger brother, he was sad. He was miserable, and he was broken. He was utterly broken. And boys and girls, this is not how the younger son thought things were going to work out. This was not his plan. This is not how he thought it would go. And boys and girls, here's the thing. You and I, we're like the younger son. Do you know, God has given us the gift of life. He has given us many good gifts to enjoy life. But we naturally want nothing to do with God. We want to be our own boss. You can't tell me what to do, God. And the Bible calls this sin. And this is what sin says. It says, shove off, God. I'm in charge. And no to your rules. Can I get a big thumbs down for that? Yeah, that's it. Good job. Sin, shove off, God. Imagine that. I'm in charge. No to your rules. That's what sin is, boys and girls. This is what the younger son had done to his father. He had said, Father, shove off. I'm in charge. No to your rules. And boys and girls, how did that work out for him? Where did he end up? In a pigsty. He was miserable. He had no peace. He had no joy. He wasn't happy. And it wasn't much fun, was it? Well, boys and girls, I want you to really see how awful sin is, how dangerous sin is, and how serious sin is to God. And I think the pigsty helps us to see that. I wonder, boys and girls, have you ever seen a pigsty? Has anyone seen a pigsty? Yeah, I'm not talking about your brother's room. I mean a real pigsty, okay? I mean a real pigsty. Yeah, great. Well, boys and girls, I need to tell you, Lorna, my wife and three children and I, we went to Auchengarrick in Perthshire last month, and they have a pigsty. That's not the pigsty at Auchengarrick. It was so awful, we didn't even take a picture. But this is another picture. And it was brutal. It was filthy. It was smelly. It was disgusting. And then pigs rolling about in the mud. Oh, my goodness. Who'd ever be a pig? Boys and girls, sin is as disgusting to God as a pigsty is to us. But even worse, sin is awful. Sin is disgusting. And it makes us miserable. And boys, here's the thing. Sin, children, sin doesn't seem that serious at the time, but it will catch up on us. Remember the younger brother? He did not mean to be in a pigsty, but that's where sin put him. Sin is so serious, boys and girls. It's like a big wall between us and God. It separates us from God, like the Son got separated himself from the Father. And it ruins our lives as well. Where did the younger son end up? Well, he ended up in the pigsty. It can ruin our lives. And boys and girls, it can hurt others, and it can hurt God, just like the younger son hurt his father. Well, boys and girls, I think this younger son needs to be desperately brought to his senses, doesn't he? He needs to wake up. He does. And here's the thing. The Bible tells us that he does. And he sits up in the pigsty, covered in mud, covered in pig poo. Can you imagine? Woo, stinking, smelly. And he remembers. Who do you think he remembers? Yeah. His dad. He remembers the father. He remembers his father's love. And he knows that he has done wrong. And he knows that this is his fault. And so what does he do? What does he do, boys and girls? Yes. Yes, well done. That's a massive thumbs up. Can I hear you? Yeah. Amazing. Yes, fantastic. He's going to start heading back to the father. And he's going to begin the journey. And boys and girls, there comes a time in our life when we need to realize that we are sinners. And there comes a time in our life that we need to realize that sin is serious. And praise the Lord that this younger son had realized it before it was too late. And boys and girls, back home, the father was so loving that he was waiting for his son. And then one day, he looked to the distance and he could see a speck. And he thought, who's that? Boys and girls, who's that up there? Man, he is filthy. He is stinking. My goodness. No, that's not my son. That is not my son. But then he begins to realize, and as he does, his heart begins to pick up. His heartbeat. Can I hear your heartbeats, boys and girls? It's getting faster and faster. And he's thinking, is that my son? Is that my boy? Is this the son that I love? Let's hear your heartbeats. Let's hear. And he keeps looking, and then he can't see him. But he keeps looking. That's how much he loves this son. He keeps looking. And he looks. Who is that? Boys and girls, who's that? Can we see him? Yeah. And his heartbeat, the father's heartbeat, begins to pick up. And he's excited. Let's hear your heartbeats, boys and girls. Whoa! Amazing! Great! And as his son gets closer and closer, there's that realization, that's my son, he has come home. And the father runs and he hugs him. He hugs him. He hugs him. And boys and girls, that's how much the father loved his son. And this is my real son, by the way, so I can hug him. Isn't he doing well? And boys and girls, despite the filth, despite the stench, the father embraces him and he hugs him. The father loves his son and he forgives him. And what does the son say to the father?
Father,
nice and light.
Father, I'm sorry. I've sinned against
you. Yes. Did you hear that, boys and girls? He said, Father, I have sinned. I have done wrong and I am sorry. And what does the father do? He forgives him. He forgives him. And boys and girls, this is despite what this son done to his father. He had wished his father was dead. He took his father's gifts and he went and squandered them. And despite his sinful lifestyle, the father waited patiently and the father loved him so much that he forgave him. And he forgave him. Okay, go. Yeah, okay. Belts are hard. Okay. And he forgave him all his sin. The son had said sorry, and the father forgave him all his sin. In fact, we're going to put this in here. All his sin. He's forgiven. He's forgiven despite what he had did. Thanks, Lachlan. And then, boys and girls, the Bible tells us that the father gave his son sandals and he put a robe on him and he gave him a ring. Now, boys and girls, this is significant Because this was the Father saying that that's my son, despite what he did, that is my son and I love him and no one can take him away from me. Now, boys and girls, God is just like the Father. He absolutely loves it when we turn from our sinful lifestyles and we turn from the pigsty of sin in our own life. And he loves it when we say sorry for our sins. And boys and girls, this isn't a half-hearted sorry. Do you know when you do something wrong to your brother or sister? Boo, boo, that's right, boo. No, boo, boo. You do something wrong to your brother or sister, and you come up to them and you say, oh, I'm sorry, get lost, goodbye. That's a half-hearted sorry. I know none of yous would do that. But the sorry that the Bible is talking about is called repentance. And repentance is a sorry that you really mean. It's a heartfelt sorry. It's a sorry that you mean. And boys and girls, we need to turn to God. And we need to say, God, I'm sorry that I have hurt you and caused you pain for all the sin in my life. And God, would you forgive me? And God, would you help me to obey your word? Would you help me to live for you? Not to live for me, but to live for you. I think that needs a big thumbs up, doesn't it? Yes. God, I'm sorry, forgive me. And here's the thing, boys and girls. When we do that, God will forgive us. And he will forgive us despite what we have done, just like the Father forgave his son. And boys and girls, God can forgive us because of the Lord Jesus. God loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross to pay for our sins. Boys and girls, that is how much the Father loves us. That is how much God loves us. Can I get a big thumbs up? Yes. Isn't that incredible? Despite what we have done, God forgives us when we say sorry. And boys and girls, that son didn't deserve to be forgiven, but yet the Father forgave him. And boys and girls, we don't deserve to be forgiven for our sins, but yet God will forgive us when we repent. My boys and girls, the story doesn't end there. If you were listening, you would have heard that there was an older son, and we're going to call him the older brother. Okay? And he hears about his younger brother coming home. And do you think he'd be happy? Do you think he'd be happy? No, he's not happy. He hears and he is furious. He is absolutely raging. And he says to his father, Father, look at me. Look at how good I am. Look at everything that I have done for you. I have been slaving hard for you, but yet I did not get a party. Boys and girls, when the younger son came home and had his sins forgiven, there was a party for him. But yet the older son was never given a party. I wonder why that is. Well, boys and girls, this older brother, he did not understand the father's love. He thought that he could buy his father's love. Boys and girls, that is not something he could ever do. And that is nothing that his father had ever asked him to do. Boys and girls, we don't buy our friends love, do we? When's the last time you went up to someone on the street and said, here, I'll give you 30 quid a month if you be my best pal? No, of course not. It's ridiculous, isn't it? Boys and girls, we cannot buy our friends, and we cannot buy God's love. We cannot buy God's love. And we cannot buy God's forgiveness. And I wonder, boys and girls, how we may try and do that. I wonder if we've ever went, here, God, I'm in church. I'm in church today. Did you see that? I'm in church. I've been good. God, can you forgive me now? Look, I'm in church. Or God, look, I'm reading the Bible. I'm thy great. Look at me. Forgive me. Love me. Or God, I've been kind to my little sister. Look, did you see that? I've been kind. Can you see the ways that we're trying to buy God's love and forgiveness? Now, boys and girls, They're all good things to do, but they cannot buy God's love or forgiveness. It's really important that we get that. How do we get God's forgiveness if we can't earn it? Well, we need to say sorry, remember. We need to repent. And we need to mean it. We need to say, God, I am so sorry for the pain that I've caused you. Can you forgive me all my sins? And can you help me to live for you? Can I get a big thumbs up for that, boys and girls? That's repentance. That's so, so important. So, so important. My boys and girls, my mom and dad brought me to church every Sunday from the week I was born. But you know, boys and girls, and we even went twice on a Sunday. Wow. Imagine. But boys and girls, despite going to church every week, I didn't actually become a Christian until I was 21. You see, going to church, it didn't make me a Christian. It just didn't. How did I become a Christian when I turned 21? Well, I turned to God, and I said, God, I'm really sorry for the sin in my life. I'm really sorry that it has caused you pain. Would you forgive me for all my sins? And would you help me to live for you? And boys and girls, as a Christian, I love coming to church to be with God's people and to hear from the Bible. Boys and girls, God wants to be your best friend. And as your best friend, he will love you like a loving father. I think that needs a big thumbs up, boys and girls. Can we get a thumbs up? A big thumbs up? That God loves us so much? Way, yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Well, boys and girls, shall we close in prayer? You have been so well behaved. Thank you. So well behaved. Father, thank you that we can come to church this morning. Father, we thank you for the Bible. Thank you for this great story in the Bible. We thank you, Father, that you are so loving, that despite our sin, that you would forgive us when we turn to you. And Father, it is our prayer this morning that every boy and girl here this morning, that every adult in this room will have done that. That every boy and girl will know you and love you and serve you. And so, Father, we pray all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, boys and girls, thank you very much. Thank you, Zach. Thank you, Dan. Weren't they great? They kept us right. Hey, boys. Super, thank you. Yeah, I'll take that. Thanks, Dan. Cheers.